So today is January 17th, Zion Shvat. And even though we don't want to think about Pesach yet, this week's Parsha Bo actually has three of the four sons' questions or answers in the Parsha. So we're going to discuss it. It's not going to go in the direction you think, because nothing ever does. And so bear with me. We're going to do a breakdown of it first. I was in real teacher mode, which is not even my style of teaching. I rarely do this type of thing, which I should do more, but it was a very interesting exercise for me. So highlighting. So this is directly from the Haggadah. So we have, blessed be the place of all, blessed be the one who gave the Torah to his people Israel, blessed be he, corresponding to four sons did the Torah speak, one who is wise, one who is evil, one who is innocent, and one who doesn't know how to ask. And some of these words, like innocent, it's we're going to see different versions and how we translate it. Okay, Chacham, we're going to read this in Hebrew, Mahu Omer, what does the Chacham say? Mahe Eidut v'hachukim v'hamishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu etchem. What are these testimonies, statutes, and judgments that the Lord our God commanded you? This is the only one that is not in this week's Parsha. This is from Devarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf. And then the answer is, Afata Omer lo kehilchot Pesach. Like the laws of Pesach, Ein maftirin achar ha-Pesach afikomen. We may not eat an afikomen, a dessert, or other foods eaten after the meal. So we actually call it afikomen today, but afikomen is a Greek word that means dessert. So it's funny that we call the matzah that we eat dessert, but that's what we call the afikomen. But the original halacha, you see, is we may not eat an afikomen, a dessert, or other foods eaten after the meeting, after we are finished eating the Pesach sacrifice. That's from the Mishnah. Okay, Rasha, Mahu Omer. What does the Rasha, the wicked son, say? Maha avodah hazot lachem. What is this worship to you? Lachem v'lo lo. To you and not to him. And this question, Maha avodah hazot lachem, we're going to see in our Parsha. Lefisha.
But the wise son just said etchem and
yeah. So we're going to see, we're not going to discuss that specifically, but we are going to analyze the words of the Rasha. And you're, it's a very good point. But the wise son is asking a complex question about halacha, whereas we're going to, like the Rasha, according to what we're going to read, is like, what's this work to you? It's a totally different attitude in the question. And maybe there's a significant difference between etchem and lachem. I don't know. So thank you.
I have many answers to that question. So it's not
Oh, you have many answers?
I've asked that question every year.
Okay.
I would get different answers from people.
Okay. So now you have a new answer just about the Rasha, not about the chacham, though, after this. Okay. Velolo. So he's not asking about himself. He takes himself up from the collective. Kafar b'ikar. He denied the main principles of Jewish faith. So you blunt his teeth. And you say to him, because of this, Hashem took me out of Egypt. Now, Chaim, as long as you're on these questions, so look at this answer and look at this answer to the She'eno Yodei Lishol. It's the exact same answer. Why is the Eino Yodei Lishol and the Rasha getting the same answer? So we'll get back to that. Okay, Tam, we translate as innocent. Sometimes it's simple. Mahu Omer, and we're going to see actually the Yerushalmi doesn't have the word Tam. It has a different word, which we'll see in a minute. So what does the innocent son say? He just asks, Ma Zot, what is this? And that's also from this week's Parsha. And you say to him, B'chozek yad hotzi anu Hashem mimitzrayim mibeit avadim. With a strong hand did Hashem take us out of Egypt from the house of slavery. V'she'eno yodei lishol, and the one that doesn't know how to ask, at p'tach lo. You open the conversation for him. She'ne'amar, as it says in the pasuk, I should have made this part purple also because this is part of the pasuk. V'higadot alevincha b'yom ha'hu limor, and you will say to your son in that day saying, b'avor zeh asali Hashem v'tzeti mitzrayim. For because of this, God did the Lord do this for me in my going out of Egypt? Which again, is that second part is the same as the Rasha. Okay, here's the Yerushalmi. So you see, I kept the same color scheme. But here it's yellow for the Chacham and for the Chacham's question. But the answer is the answer of that of the Tam, the blue answer, Bechozek Yad. And then the Rasha is the same. And the Tam in the Yerushalmi is not called a Tam. He's called a Tipesh, a stupid person. It's one of the things anybody who's raised little kids, we don't say stupid, right? So the Yerushalmi is using the word stupid. And instead of the answer for the Tam, which is up here at the Chacham, it's the answer for the Chacham, which is very interesting because if he's so stupid, we're giving him this complex halacha. It's not so complex, but as opposed to just a general philosophical statement about God took us out with a strong hand, we're giving him actually specifics of halacha. So that's an interesting switch. And then the Eino Yodea Lishol, the Yerushalmi doesn't seem to have an answer for him. It just says, you have to begin and initiate with him, and it doesn't say what to say to him. If the son does not know how to ask, his father instructs him. Okay, so that's the Yerushalmi. And then the Mechilta is really where we get our version of the Haggadah, and you see it's all the same color scheme, it all works, and it's almost exactly the language of our Haggadah. So we're not going to read it. Now, here are the actual psukim. So this is Shmot Perek Yud Bet from this week's Parsha. And it's very interesting, this pattern, because I never realized the repetition in my reading of it before. So Ve'ya ki tavo el ha'aretz asher yiten Hashem lechem. So it will be when you come to the land that Hashem will give to you. Kasher diber, as he spoke. Ushmartem et ha'avodah hazot. And you will keep this service. Ve'haya ki omru alechem banechem. And it will be when your children will say to you, Ma ha'avodah hazot lechem. What is this work to you? Okay, so that is, green is the Rasha. I should have made a little table throughout. Ve'amartem, and you say to him, Zavach Pesach hu l'Hashem. This is the Pesach offering to Hashem, Asher Pesach al batei b'nei Yisrael, that he passed over the houses of the children of Israel, b'mitzrayim in Egypt, b'nagfo et mitzrayim, when he plagued the Egyptians, v'et bateinu hitzil, in our houses he saved. Vayikod ha'am v'yishtachavu. And that nation, Kida, the first bow, this Vayikod is a bowing down from the hips. And then v'yishtachavu is a spread eagle kind of bow on the floor. All different kinds of words for bowing in Hebrew. So it's nothing like the answer that we give to the Rasha in the Haggadah. The question is there, but not the answer. Okay, and then Shmot Perek Yud Gimel. Again, it starts out similarly. So this was when you arrive in the land of that God will give you. And this is Ve'aki Yaviyacha Hashem el Ha'aretz HaKanani Yechiti Amarei Yechivi Yerbisi, when God will bring you to the land of all the Canaanite nations, Asher Nishpa La'avotecha, that he promised to your forefathers, La'teit lach eretz zavat chala v'davash, to give you a land flowing with milk and honey, Ve'avadeta et ha'avodah hazot b'chodesh hazeh, and you will do this service in this month. Shivat yamim tochal matzot, 7 days you'll eat matzah, v'yom hashvi'i chag la'ashem. And on the seventh day, it will be a holiday to God. Matzot yachal, matzot will be eaten. Et shivat yamim, all 7 days, which Rashi there explains that it's only the first day that you have to eat matzah, otherwise it's optional. V'lo yera'e lecha chametz, chametz will not be seen. V'lo yera'e lecha sa'or, barley will not be seen, b'chol gvulecha, in all of your borders. V'igadta levincha b'yom ha'hu lemor, and you will say to your son on that day, saying, notice there's no question there, this is the Eino Yodea Lishol, the purple. Ze asa Hashem li v'tzeitim imitraim. This is what Hashem did for me when I left Egypt. So if we go back, it's b'avor ze asa Hashem li v'tzeitim imitraim. That this is what Hashem did for me. And here you see, v'higadis levincha b'yom ha'hu, v'higadis levincha b'yom ha'hu. And that is the answer to the Eino Yodea Lishol, the one who doesn't know how to ask a question, because it's not preceded by a question. And then we have this little halacha about tefillin. V'yalecha la'ot, it will be for you a sign, al yadecha, on your hand, l'zikaron bein enecha, and a remembrance between your eyes, Leman tia Torah Hashem v'ficha, so that the Torah of Hashem will be in your mouth. Ki biyad chazaka hotziacha Hashem mitzrayim, because with a strong hand, Hashem took you out of Egypt. So when a person is putting on his tefillin, on his arm especially, it would be reminded that that's the strong arm. And you'll remember this law in its time from year to year. I'm sorry I didn't give the translation for this. Okay, now, v'hayaki avicha Hashem el ha'aretz ha'kanani. So we had here, v'hayaki v'yashem el ha'aretz ha'kanani. So it's the same language, just interesting to note within the same chapter, that God will bring you to the land of the Canaanites, kasher nishbalacha lavatecha netatzalach, as he promised to your forefathers and he gave to you. V'avarta kol petarechem. Now it's talking about the animals, that the firstborn animals that belong to God. So it's this weird interlude of that halacha. And then Yodalid, in seemingly in response to this explanation about the petarechem, dedicating the firstborn animals to God, v'yaki yish'alcha bincha machar. It will be when your son asks you tomorrow. So notice for the rasha and the eno yodea lishol, the one who doesn't know how to ask, we didn't have that word machar. One of them just says, your children will say to you. This is another thing about the Rasha Chaim. In its context of the psukim, it doesn't say when he'll ask. It says when he'll say, when your children will say to you. So they're not even interested in the answer based on the context of where we find that in the psukim. But neither of those say tomorrow. And here, this is the Chacham, and it says machar, tomorrow, saying, this is the Tam. The simple son, or the stupid son, according to the Yerushalmi, when that son asks you tomorrow, ma zot, what is this? Be'amarte lav, and you say to him, b'chozek yad hotzianu Hashem mimitzayim mibeit avadim. With a strong hand, God took us out of Egypt from the house of bondage. So this is the only one that has both the same question and the same answer as we see in our Haggadah. It goes on to, and then we have tefillin again here in Tetzayin. Vayala ota yitchal totvot beinanecha, ki bechozek yad hotzianu Hashem mimitzrayim. It'll be a sign on your hand and a sign between your eyes that with a strong hand God brought us out of Egypt. So we have these questions and tefillin popping up a lot. And then here's Devarim. Ki ish'alcha bincha machar. So again, this is the Chacham, and it's machar, tomorrow. Lemor saying, Ma ha'edut v'achukim v'mishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu etchem. What are the testimonies, the statutes, and the ordinances which the Lord our God has commanded you? And the answer is nothing about the afikomen. The answer, I put it in blue because it's not the same, but it's similar to the answer of the Tam, the simple son. We were slaves to Paro in Egypt, and the Lord took us out of Egypt with a strong hand. So it seems, based on this breakup, that we have a linguistic pairing between the Rasha and the Eino Yodea Lish'ol, that in the Haggadah they're paired with the same answer, and neither of them have the word tomorrow. And then with the Chacham and the Tam, they both have the word tomorrow within the context of their questions, and they have very similar answers about God taking us out of Egypt. Okay, so now we're going to look at Rashi. Ki yishalcha bincha machar.
I suspect that when it says machar, it doesn't really mean literally tomorrow.
That's exactly what Rashi's going to tell us. Very good timing. So, yesh machar shehu achshav. There is a machar, that is now, meaning the immediate tomorrow. V'yesh machar shehu la'achar zman. And there is a machar, that means after some time. Kagon zeh, like this case. V'kagon, and also in Yehoshua. And this is the case where Reuven, Gad, and half of Manasseh want to build this big, huge monument in their land, and the Jewish people think that they're forming their own kind of cult or sect or something. They get very upset about it, and their response is, when our children ask us tomorrow, we want them to know that we're part of the Jewish people, even if we don't live in the land of Israel. So that is that explanation of machar, meaning in several generations, decades, centuries, whatever it is from there. So that's going to become relevant when we get to our keystone piece here. Mazot, so here Rashi, ze tinok tipesh. So Rashi uses the same language as the Jerusalem Talmud. This is a stupid child. And here it translates it as simple, Tom, but it doesn't say Tom. She'eno yodea l'amik she'elato. He doesn't know how to deepen his question. V'sotein v'sha'ol mazot. So he just speaks in general and says, what is this? U'v'makom acher, in a different place, ho'amer, ma he'edut v'achukim u'mishpatim. That's a very specific question. What are the testimonies, statutes, and judgments? Hare zot she'elat ben chacham. This is the question of a chacham, a wise person. And then he quotes the Haggadah. Divrei Torah keneged arba banim. The Torah speaks according to four children. Rasha v'she'eino yodea lishol, v'ashol derech stuma, v'ashol derech chachma. Now, he doesn't put it in the order they appear in the Haggadah. He puts a kind of pairing, the pairing that we've suggested. The Rasha, the wicked, and the one who doesn't know how to ask is two together. And shoel derech stuma, meaning the simple son, and v'hoshol derech chachma, the wise son. So we're seeing the pairings here a little more here. Okay, now this Midrash we need for the next source, and it's Vayakiyomru Alechem Benechem. So it's talking about the same context as our green one, which is the Rasha. So that is the context of the pasuk that it's quoting from, the Michelta, and it says, at that time, Israel was receiving bad tidings, bad news, that the Torah was destined to be forgotten. Okay, so why are your children asking you this in the future? Because they won't know. The Torah is going to be forgotten. Others say they're receiving good news, that they were destined to see sons and sons of sons, that they're going to have all these generations. That's the good news. But according to this one opinion, the bad news, and it's directly related to the Rasha, the way it's worded in the context of the Pesukim, is the Torah will be forgotten. Okay, so we have the Torah Moshe, which is, I've been quoting a lot this year, the Chatam Sofer. So he says, Ve'aki ish acha bin chamachar, when your child asks you tomorrow, le'mor mazot, so this is the Tam, the simple son, ve'amarte lav v'chozek yad hotzianu Hashem Yimitzrayim, and you say to him, with a strong arm, Hashem brought us out of Egypt. U'b'mechilta, and that's, he's quoting, it's interesting because not that I'm questioning the Chatam Sofer at all, but it's just always interesting. I don't know if they had different versions of different books than I have access to, but here he's then giving this midrash that was talking about a different pasuk. So he brings it together here. Shekan nir mazlehem shichachat Torah. That here it's hinted to them forgetting the Torah. And then he writes about this in a different place. V'hine shichachat Torah ba'alanu. Why did they begin to forget the Torah? It came to us, al shelo haita ge'ulat Mitzrayim, ge'ula shlema, because the redemption from Egypt was not a complete redemption. Chatanu im avotenu, because we sinned with our fathers, v'lo hishlichu gilulei Mitzrayim mineged eneihem, and we did not toss out the idols of Egypt from before them, before our eyes. V'yadua ki lo zachu Yisrael az, and it's known it's that Israel didn't merit this redemption. Al kein hutzrachu yitbrach ligol biyad chazaka shelo kedat. And therefore, God needed to redeem them with a strong arm, which was not how he, as according to the law. Meaning, it needed to be an extra strength redemption because we weren't worthy of it. It couldn't just be a normal redemption. Vizehu, and that's what is implied by ki ish acha bin chamachar, when your child asks you tomorrow, lemor mazot, saying, what is this? From Ramuz Khan, shichachat Torah. And that's why it's hinted here, the forgetting of the Torah, ki ata tashiv amaracha bechazak, because you answer him with strength, with the chozek yad, the strength of the hand, hotzianu Hashem b'mitzrayim, that God took us out with a strong hand. V'zehu ba'atzmo peirush ha-pasuk ve'ya'la'ot al-yadcha. And this is why we have the connection that we saw twice between the children's questions and tefillin. And that's why it will be a sign to you on your hand and a sign to you between your eyes. Ki bechozik yad hotzianu Hashem Yimitzrayim, because with a strong hand Hashem took us out of Egypt. Peirush ki hatefillin ham ot l'shocheach. The tefillin is a sign, I think, against forgetting. It's on your head, it's by your brain, and on your arm near your heart. Gam hu yitbrach maniach tefillin, and even God puts on God's own tefillin, the Her'a L'Moshe Kesher Tefillin. And we know that from the Midrash because when Moshe said he wanted to see God, and God said, you can't, you can only see me from behind, and the Midrash says that he showed him the knot of tefillin at the back of his head. And that's in Parsha Ki Tisa, after the golden calf. Achar ha'egal, yeah, after the golden calf, she'az haya makom she'ishkach kivyachol, because that was a time of forgetting, God forgetting, as if you could say that. Kivyachol means we're anthropomorphizing God, and we don't want to do that. So as if you could say that. Alderach gam ele tishkachana ve'anochi lo ashkachach. This is a pasuk from Yeshayahu. Sorry, I didn't put that down. Shall a woman forget her suckling child from having mercy on the child of her womb? These two shall forget, but I will not forget you. And then there's a Gemara in Brachot that continues on that pasuk. The Gemara notes that is what Rabbi Elazar said, that Rabbi Oshaya said. What is the meaning of that which is written, these two will be forgotten? That is the sin of the golden calf. And what is the meaning of I will not forget you? These are the events that transpired at Sinai. So we hope that God will, as if you could say, forget the golden calf, but we want God to remember the covenant that he made with us at Har Sinai. B'chein tfilin sha'anu manichim, achar sha'anu shokhachim, Hashem, tzrichim ot l'orver otanu. So too the tefillin that, so just as that tefillin that God wears helps him to not forget, as if you could say, his covenant at Har Sinai, so too the tefillin that we do helps us not to forget God, and it awakens us. Nimsa milvad ma shetefillin ot shelo nishkach, machut shamayim. So it seems that tefillin is a sign that we won't forget the kingdom of heaven. Ye'od shelo nishkach ro'a ma'alaleinu. We also won't forget the wickedness. This shelo, that's in brackets, I think it's not supposed to be there. So we will forget the wickedness of our acts. And with that pasuk that we quoted in Isaiah, of then too shall forget, but I will not forget you. So he will remember, we will remember the kingdom of heaven, but we'll forget the wickedness of our acts. Remember, do not forget how you angered the Lord your God in the desert from the day you went in the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebelling against the Lord. Ki lo hayinu ra'im le'ge'ula, because we were not worthy of redemption. Ki im b'chozek, except in this strong type of redemption. Shimivneza anu me'utadim l'shichacha. And it's because we were only redeemed with this extra strength that we are consigned to oblivion. And we need some kind of awakening to remember. And that's where it's a different pasuk, or the pasuk that we quoted before from around this question. It'll be a sign on your hand, because that with a strong hand God took us out of Egypt. So tefillin also reminds us that it was with this strength, this unnaturalness, that God took us out of Egypt, because we weren't worthy. And then I skipped a little part, sorry. And your son will ask you tomorrow, what is this? And you will say to him, with a strong hand, God took us out of Egypt. We can explain this on what the Tosfot say in Pesachim. Sheish amar, Biberkat Asher Ga'alnu Bilal Pesach, and the Bracha who has redeemed us that we say on Pesach, Benemar Lefanav Shira Chadasha, and we say before it Shira Chadasha in the feminine. So Shir, Shira are essentially the same thing, and we have points in the Tanakh where we have Shir Chadash, we also have Shira Chadasha, and there are two different congregations in Jerusalem very close to each other. One is called Shir Chadash and one's called Shir Chadasha. And everyone confuses them, although they are very different. One is egalitarian. Okay. Ki ge'ulat Mitzrayim hi b'chinat nekeva. So the redemption of Egypt.
Shir Chadasha is egalitarian.
Yeah, Shir Chadasha. Shir Chadash is Rabbi Pe'er near Hartman. Okay. So the redemption of Egypt was in the feminine. It's a Shira Chadasha. Sheesh la tsa'ar leida, because it has the pain of childbirth. Hachinami yish achareha od tsa'ara. And not only that, but after the redemption of Egypt, there's going to be more pain and trouble. Ki b'nei Yisrael halchu gole achar gole, because the children of Israel went from exile to exile. V'shiabud arba machiyot, the shiabud, the enslavement of the four kingdoms. Ma she'en ken ge'ula ha'atida. which will not be the case of the future redemption, he bivchinat zachar. That is the shir chadash in the masculine. Vihine lo haya b'nei Yisrael ve'uyim l'geula. So b'nei Yisrael were not worthy of redemption. V'nigalu kodem hazman, and they were redeemed before they were meant to, because God told Abraham they'd be enslaved for 400 years and they were only there for 410, and we have lots of other explanations for that, but it's still a problem. For the budgeted time, Zman HaKatsuv, B'zeh B'chozek Yad, and that's what it means with a strong hand, Hotzianu Hashem Mitzrayim, God took us out of Egypt. V'ayidei zeh shenigalu kodem ha'et, and since they were taken, they were redeemed before the time, Ha'ra'ui, that was worth, that they were worthy to, Ha'chu od b'gola ki'odua, they went into another exile as is known. V'zeh she'elat hatam, ma zot, that's the question here, what is this? Zot is in the feminine. Shehi b'vchina nekeva, it's in the feminine, as opposed to zeh. Ve'amarte lav, and you say to him, b'chozek yad hotzianu Hashem Mitzrayim, with a strong hand, so meaning before its proper time, God took us out of Egypt. Ve'edei she'ya b'chozek yad, he rak b'vchinat nekeva. And since it was with a strong hand, it was in the feminine, meaning if it's in the feminine, it has the capacity to give birth in a negative sense to more exiles and more redemptions. The final redemption is going to be in the masculine because men do not have the capacity to give birth. It's going to be the final. It's going to be sterile in a very good way because it won't give birth to any more exiles. Okay, this is the Minchat Yitzchak who explains the Chatam Sofer. So you see here, B'zeh yesh l'peresh gam sefet dekra, pi ma shekatav shepevish ha-chatam sofer. So he's explaining the Chatam Sofer. This in the small print is what we a summary of what we read. And now I felt like he gave it a deeper explanation. U'bezeh amarti lefarish. So now I, the Minchat Yitzchak, am going to explain this. Me'et Hashem haita zot. Hi niflat beinenu. So you know this from Halal. This is from Hashem. It is wondrous in our eyes. And both those are in the feminine. And then we have, very close to it, ze hayom. This, in the masculine, is the day that God made. Let us rejoice and be happy in it. And then he says, me'et are the same letters as emet. And emet is 21 times 21. And that stands for ehayah asher ehayah, ekeh asher ekeh, which is another name of God that God tells Moses at the burning bush. Shemiramez al od guliot kanoda, which this name of God, I will be, I am what I am, the Popeye saying. It's actually, I will be what I will be, hints at future exiles. So God says to Moshe there, I will be what I will be, which means just like I'm here with you in this exile, I will be with you in future exiles. But right after, God just says, yeah, I will be. And it doesn't have the I will be what I will be. And the Midrash puts in there a conversation that Moshe says to God, God, maybe you shouldn't mention all these future exiles while we're in this one. Let's leave it. Let's not give it, let's not tell them about all the future. And so that's the difference between the two things. And then it says, sorry, okay. Alken haita zot bivchinat nekeva. So that's why that pasuk says, me'et Hashem haita zot, that's in the feminine. Hi niflet be'enenu, also in the feminine, wondrous, that's a feminine adjective. Aval la'atid, but in the future, ze hayom asa Hashem, this is a day that God made, she'yeh ha-ge'ula shlema, that will be the complete ge'ula, with the aspect of the masculine ze. Nagila v'nismecha bo, we will be happy and rejoice in it, that's masculine. If it were feminine, it would be ba, bo. She'tia ge'ula aide ha-kadosh baruch hu be'atzmo. Because in the future, the redemption will be by God himself. V'alken tia ge'ula nitzchit, and that will be an eternal redemption. U'bezeh achar she'amar v'samti pedut, and this is the pasuk in from last week's parsha, I will make a redemption between my people and your people. This sign will come about tomorrow. And there we have the same word tomorrow. But here we're focusing on this word pedut, which looks like pedat here because it's missing that vav of pedut. So it's lacking, chaser. Delo hachi geulat olam, because it was not an eternal redemption. Umihaitama hi bivchinat zot. And that's why it's in the feminine. Siyam lemachar, and it says to tomorrow. Hainu yesh machar shehi lachar zman. There is a tomorrow, that means in the far future. Ritzona lamar ge'ula atida. That's talking about the future redemption. Yeha otze, which will be with the sign of zeh in the masculine. Shehu zeh ken yehi ratzon b'mehera b'yameinu amen. So may it be his will very quickly in our days. And that is definitely what we are davening for now, for that complete future redemption that will not give birth to any more redemptions. Okay, so now we have the shla, which picks up on the fact that the Chacham and the Tam are kind of interchangeable between the Yerushalmi and the Midrash, where the answers are changed, if you remember from my color coding before. And I'm not going to read it now because I think we need the full rest of the time to do the Malbim, but he says that this is the comparison to the rabbis of the Talmud Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud, and the rabbis of the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, and their different strengths and weaknesses and how they trade off, which was interesting. Okay, Malvim. So we've talked about the Malvim a lot. Malvim lived in the 19th century, and he had a very difficult life. He was brilliant. He had a PhD. I forgot in what. But he was actively trying to fend off the claims of the Enlightenment movement and the Reform movement, which I'm not sure how much overlap was between them, but he was fighting on these two fronts. And this Perush seems to come at some point after the Reform conventions, which took place during 1844 to 1846, where they made official statements where they got rid of a whole bunch of Jewish laws. They allowed for organs. They wanted to switch Saturday to Sunday. They wanted to include the majority of the services in the vernacular. And they took out any wish for return to Zion, of Zionism. And at the same time, the Enlightenment movement, the Maskilim, and I've told this story before, but I have to give it as a preface, were very opposed to Malvim. And Malvim was like a real serious threat to the enlightened one, the Maskilim, because the Malvim himself was very educated in secular studies and had a PhD. So, and here he was still very much proud and religious and promoting religion. And apparently he was a very fiery speaker about the mitzvah. And the story goes that the heads of the Enlightenment movement sent the Malvim, Mishloach Manot, on Purim, of a sugar pig. And the Malvim sent them back a picture of himself, and he said, thank you so much for the gift. Just as you sent me a likeness of yourself, I will send you a likeness of myself. So that just gives you an idea of what he was dealing with. He was actually imprisoned because of the Maskilim telling on him to the authorities. I include at the end of the Malvim a thing about the statements of the Reform, but you can find a lot of information about the Malvim online. So with that introduction, let's see what he says. So this is on our parsha. Ve'aki yishalcha bincha machar, when your son will ask you tomorrow. Divrei chachamim ela b'hagadah hotzeti chatzatz kulam be'et asher hitchabru katz ha-reformer lehasna'az manim v'dat. So our rabbis put this in the Haggadah. And I brought it out, the Haggadah of the sons, I think it's what he's saying, at the same time that the Reform got together with their hatred of times and rules, of law. V'likboa et ha-shabbat b'yom ha-rishon. And they wanted to establish Shabbos on Sunday. V'nivdalu me'edat Yisrael b'chol davar. And they wanted to distinguish themselves from the congregation of Israel in everything. V'az horeg gamken roa avilei, and their foolish shepherds, leaders, also instructed levatel kol hachumrot sheyesh beisur chametz, to get rid of all of the stringencies that have to do with the forbidding of chametz, shechametz batel b'shishim, because chametz is canceled in 60. I don't know what that explicit rule is that they're canceling, but something about chametz. V'af ki lahatir le'echol kitniot. And they even permitted eating kitniot and similar things. All of this took place before Shabbat HaGadol, I actually checked the dates of the conferences, and it looked like they all took place in the summer, so this was not one of those conferences. It was something else. Ve'amarti v'drash, and so I said in my Shavas HaGadol drasha, ki kvar ra'azot koreh hadarot mirosh, that we already saw this kind of divisiveness and rejecting of the halachot ahead of time. Ve'echin v'toratenu tshuvot ba'anshei avon, and our Torah prepared answers for these iniquitous people, v'gam ma'ane levanim chachamim, and also how to answer the wise sons. Ki ra'a ma she'ishalu habanim l'machar, shehu l'achar zman, because he saw what the children would ask tomorrow, and that tomorrow is after quite some time, not an immediate tomorrow. V'az yamdu arba banim, and then there will be four sons. Aleph, the first group, harabanim hamachzikim v'torat haktav v'hapeh, hu ben hachacham. The rabbis who hold on to our Torah, both the written and the oral, and this is the wise son. Bet hahamon hashamim lekolam, hu haben tam. Those, the masses who listen to the rabbis, but don't have their intellectual capabilities, this is the simple son. So we're seeing how Malbim is pairing them in the way that we've seen them paired throughout. Gimel, hareformator, hameshiv v'shoel she'elot shel dofi. So the reformers are the ones who answer and ask questions, blemished questions. Dofi also, it may sound familiar, dibarnu dofi, that we say in vidui. And the rabbis there say, so dofi means blemished or wrong or whatever. But the rabbis say, give it a different explanation of du pe, two-faced, two mouths, something, you know, inside and something outside. Hu ben harasha, this is the rasha. Dalid hahamon hanim shachar charav, hu haben she'eno yodea lishol. The ones who are drawn after the reform, but they don't have the capacity to ask or answer the questions, this is the one that doesn't know how to ask. Ratzon lomar, that is to say, shavotza gam ken lishol she'elot she'dofi, they also wish they could ask these blemished questions, kamo harasha, like the rasha, rakshahu am ha'aretz, but they're complete ignoramuses, ve'eno yodea lishol, and they don't know how to ask. So the Reform in those days, the Reform leaders were not ignoramuses. They were actually learned people who decided, who made these decisions to do away with the tradition. I want to just put in a little caveat that I don't think anybody today would put Reform Jews of today in the category of Russia. I think just by nature of the lack of education, the 99.9% of Reform Jews would be in the Enoya Daily Shul, and I think a lot of them might actually be in the category of Tam. Simple, they want to do what's right, but they don't have any access to learning about what's right. So I'm going to give you my own opinion. I think you can probably guess or maybe even agree with me already of who I think is the equivalent to the Reform today. But I just want to make sure that we know that I don't think that Reform Jews today fit into the category of Russia. Okay. Chacham, mahu amer. What does the wise person say? Maha edut v'hachukim. What are these laws and ordinances? Hachacham matza yasod musad shekol mitzvot haTorah tziva Hashem otanu. So the Chacham has found this foundation that all the mitzvot of the Torah Hashem commanded us, v'hem mitzvot kayamot le'olamim. And these are commandments that endure forever. Ach ba'asher mitzvot, Mitzvot haTorah nichlakot legimel chalakim. There are three types of commandments in the Torah. Sheish mitzvot shehen edut. There are some mitzvot that are testimony. Al chidush haolam, on the creation of the world, o hahashkacha, or on philosophy, v'yater ha'amunot, or faith. An example of that is tefillin, is a commandment that's a testimony commandment, Shabbos also. V'yesh mitzvot shehen mishpatim l'taken ha'anaga shebein adam l'chaviro. There are civil laws that work to fix the relationship, the behavior between man and man. V'yesh mitzvot shehem chukim she'in lehem tam. And there are laws that we don't know the reason for. That's the third category. V'achacham choker v'doresh al partei ha'mitzvot me'ezah sug hem. And the chacham will do research and seek out all the details of the mitzvot, no matter what type they are, whether they're testimony or laws we don't know the reasons for, or ordinances. Ubekoze yomar, and for all of them, he will say, Asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu, that Hashem commanded us. She'echi yehem tzivu Hashem. however Hashem commanded us. Ve'afata amor lo kehilchot ha-pesach. And that's why you answer him according to the halacha, that we don't eat anything after the Pesach offering. We don't eat the afikoman. Ratzon lomar, that is to say, shezet tshuvat ha-chacham, that's the answer of the chacham, ki yesh be-pesach mitzvot shechayavim aleihem karin. There are commandments over Pesach where if you don't fulfill them, you are spiritually cut off from the Jewish people, the most severe type of punishment. Kamo misha eno osa Pesach, like somebody who doesn't make the Pesach offering, which of course we can't do now because of the temple. Achilat chametz, eating chametz, gets you spiritually cut off. Uchiduma, and similar things. Mitzvot shechayavim malkut. There are commandments that you don't get spiritually cut off, but you get lashes. Kamo lo totzi min habasar. Don't take the meat outside of the prescribed area. Ve'etzem lo tishperu, and don't break the bones. Ve'kaduma, those are mitzvot that are irrelevant today because they have to do just with the offering. Mitzvot aseh, you have positive commandments. Matzah amorah, that you have to have matzah and you have to have maror. U'mitzvot rabbanan, and rabbinic commandments. Mitzvot shehamitzad haminhag, mitzvot that are more a minhag than halacha, and that includes kitniot for Ashkenazi Jews. Mitzvah hakala mikulam, in the lightest mitzvah of them all, masha in maftiri machar Pesach, that you can't eat anything after the Pesach. Afikomen, you can't eat dessert. Shehu rak lechavivei mitzvah, that's just to express love for the mitzvah, that you want to keep the taste of the Pesach offering in your mouth. Ve'atzal chacham in havdal b'nehem, but when it comes to the chacham, there's no difference between any of these categories. Shemitzvah masha in maftirin achar Pesach afikomen, hu etzlo kehilchot ha-Pesach. This mitzvah not to eat anything after the Pesach offering is in the same category to the chacham as the laws of the Pesach offering itself. Ritzon lomar, and that is to say, kehilchot ha-Pesach, kulam shave etzlo. All the laws are equal to him. Mitzvah hakala shebekulam, the lightest mitzvah of not eating after the afikomen. Ve'en latzeit min hageder u'lifrotz, and you shouldn't go out of the fence and burst out af b'davar kal, even with a light thing, deravanan, that's from the rabbis, osha min hagavotenu, or the customs of our fathers. Uchvozat nimtzat b'torah, and the answer to him is found in the Torah. Shalma shekatav b'parshat etchanan, what's said in parshat etchanan, that's devarim perikvav, ki ishacha bincha maha'id, when your son will ask you, and that of course also has the machar tomorrow in it, maha'idut v'achukim, what are the laws and the statutes? Meshiv, you answer him, Ve'amarta levincha avadim hayinu v'chule. You answer him, we were slaves in Egypt. V'yitzavenu Hashem la'asot et kol ha'chukim ha'ela, and God commanded us to all these laws. Utzdadaka tiyalanu, and we will have righteousness, ki nishmor la'asot et kol ha'mitzvot hazeh. And because we did all these commandments, and those are all the psukim from Devarim, sorry, lifnei Hashem elokeinu kasher tzivanu, before God as he commanded us. Those are all the psukim from Devarim. Ritzon lomar, be'in havdal bein mitzvah le'mitzvah. That is to say, there is no difference between each different type of mitzvah. We do them all. And that's the chacham. Rasha, mahu omer. What does the Rasha say? Maha avodat hozot lachem. What is this work to you? She'elat ha-Rasha heim shtayim. The Rasha is actually asking two things. Maha avodah hazot, what is this work? Achar she'kol inyanei mitzvata pesach le'zecher yom yetziat mitzrayim. The whole matter of the commandment of Pesach is just to remember the day that God took us out from Egypt. Why do we need all this work and this extra burden that God put upon us for this holiday? Why can't we just write the date on a calendar? Today we got out of Egypt. V'day, and that would be enough. That's what the Rasha is saying. Why do we have to do all this stuff? It's such a burden. But the second question, Maha avodah hazot lachem, what is this work to you? So the first one is, what is this work? And now is, what is this work to you? She'atem kvar ta'amta mipri etza haskala. You've already tasted the fruit of the tree of enlightenment. Atem halohi talachtem l'ruach hazman hamaskil. You're walking among educated people. Ech lo tavushu, how can you not be embarrassed lehachzit b'noshanot asher avar lahem kalach, to hold on to these old-fashioned notions that have lost any of their newness? How can you do this? Aren't you embarrassed to be doing these old-fashioned laws? Ulefi shehotzi et atzma min haklal, since they took themselves out from the population. B'ma shekatuv lachem, which when it says lachem, you, b'kafar b'ikar, and they've denied the main principles of the Torah, b'ma shekaru avodah, b'giyat basar, with what they've called work and exerting of the flesh. Afata hikachinav, so too you blunt their teeth. Shatshuva al she'elazo, what's the answer to this question? He ve'amartam zevach pesach u'asher pisach al batei b'nei Yisrael. This is the korban of Pesach that God skipped over the houses of B'nai Israel. So the Malbim, just note, is taking this from the Psukim, not from the Haggadah. Leharot she'Yisrael haita az min hadin mitucha aleihem, to show that Israel was, according to the law, they should have been held responsible also. V'kvar kadmu rishei Yisrael umetu b'shloshet yemei afela. But the wicked people of Israel, who didn't deserve to live, they died. They were killed during the 3 days of darkness. Sha'alzeh meramez lo, ilu hayasham lo haya nigel. And that's a hint to the Russia asking questions today, speaking to the reformers here. If you had been around then, you would not have been redeemed. You wouldn't have made it to the end. V'alzeh omer ve'et batenu hitzil. And on this it says, in our houses he saved, kamosha perish lamala, as he explained above. V'hosafti v'derech alatza. This is a parenthetical phrase, but we can't skip it. So the Malbim saying, he added by way of a joke, halatza, ki ba'asher le'apikoras Yisrael ein lahashiv, that you really
can't... Sorry, I don't know that.
You really can't answer somebody who's an epikoras in Israel, somebody who denies everything. De'kol shekein because he's too free from whatever Judaism is. He's released himself from that. Rak tukala kochinav. All you can do is blunt his teeth. B'tshuva shel divrei chidudim, with an answer of very sharp words. Okay, so he's taking that literally. You blunt his teeth, meaning you don't even really give him a serious answer because he's not asking a serious question. Tomarlo, you say to him, bal tachshov ki anachnu mitzdarvi maze. Don't think that we're sorry. Shenimtzu rasha'im hakofrim b'Torah v'rotzim levatal mitzvot. That there are among us wicked people who deny the Torah and want to cancel the mitzvot. Don't think we're sorry about that. Halo mita'am zeh yatsanu mimitzrayim kodem zman haketz. It's because of people like you, the deniers, that we got out of Egypt before we were supposed to. You brought us down so low that God ended the exile early. Kamosha katuv, like it's written, v'lo yachlu lihit mamea, they couldn't tarry, they couldn't stick around. Ki gam sham nimtzu rishayim, because also in the time of the Egyptian exile, there were wicked people, ke'ela, like these, shebatlu mitzvat mila, that got rid of the commandment of circumcision, right? That was one of the requirements for sitting down for the Passover Seders, you had to be circumcised. V'lo ratzu lekabel ol Torah, and they didn't want to receive upon them the yoke of the Torah. And it was because of this that God was forced to redeem us before the time. Lest we become entrenched in the 49 levels of impurity that we wouldn't be able to get out of it. So God had to save us before that. And that's what it says. Because of this that Hashem did for me when I came out of Egypt. Shabavur zeh nik'alnu kodem hazman. It's because of this we were redeemed before the time. V'yesh takana gam ki gam ata yimeher taketz. And there is a fix that also now, in the Malbim's time, when the Reform movement is just starting, God will also speed up the end. U'bekozel batachshov. And in any case, don't think ki gam ata tetetze imanu, that you'll come out with us in this redemption on our time. Azel mer, and that's why it says li, Vilolo, me and not to you, ki reshaim kamohu metu b'yamei afela, because the wicked people like him, they died during the days of darkness. The Malbi, he's just so sharp, and he's very harif. It's nasty almost what he's saying to the Reform, but you see what the Reform people are doing to Judaism. V'hine, and again, I'm not talking about Reform today. V'hine tshuvazo, and behold this answer, ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li, he had tshuva lehaben she'eno yodea lishol. This is the same answer to the son who doesn't know how to ask. Umizeh mevuar ki Rasha ve'ben she'ino yodei lishol echad hu. And from here we learn that they are one and the same, the Rasha, the wicked, and the one who doesn't know how to ask. She'arasha hu hamaskil shalaham hasho'el. That the Rasha is the wise person of the one that asks. V'zehu ha'hmone she'ino yodei lishol. And the masses who don't know how to ask, l'shneihem tavo tshuva achat. And for both of them, they get the same answer, because they're one and the same. Shema shekatuv ve'amartam zevach pesach v'kulei hu echad ima shekatuv ba'avor ze Hashem asah shem li. So, and you should say to him about the Pesach offering, it's one with the one because Hashem brought me out of Egypt. Okay, so we've covered three of the four. Now we're up to the Tam, the simple son. Mahu omer, mazot, he says, what is this? Hahomane Tam. Derech vayira Hashem hu eno yodea lechkor v'lidrosh behavdalim bein edut v'chukim u'mishvatim keben chacham. So these are the masses. They fear God, but they don't know how to learn the differences between the edut and the chukim and the mishvatim, like the chacham, the three different types. Rak shoel she'elas stamit. They just ask this general question. Ladat inyan hamitzvah. To know the matter of the command. And therefore you answer him a simple reason that's clear according to his intellect. But the one who doesn't know how to ask, these are the masses that are accompanied with the Rasha, the wicked. He just doesn't know how to ask questions, blemished questions, like the wicked one who leads him astray. How can you answer him? How can you open it for him? That's what the Haggadah says. You have to open it for him. Since he's not making a mistake because of his intellect, but rather from the lack of knowledge. So for the one who doesn't know how to ask, or maybe this is a Tom, sorry, you can exert with him. You can put in an effort. And in a joking way, Amarti, I said, Shekolza mitshuva al ha'eno yodea lishol. This is all part of the answer to the one who doesn't know how to ask a question, so the one paired with the Rasha. Shetomar lo, you say to him, Yochol mirosh chodesh talmud lomer biyom hahu, v'tomer lo mitchila ovdei Elohim achirim, hayu avotenu. So when you say from Rosh Chodesh, and the Torah says, on this day, and you say to him from the beginning, our forefathers worshipped idols, worshipped other gods. K'mo shenizkar b'Haggadah, like it says in the Haggadah, Arami Oved Avi. My father was a wandering Aramean. Ki ha-hamone ha-shomea ha-chidush hazeh, because most of the people who will hear this new thing, mipi ha-reformer, from the reform people, ki yom ha-shabbat lo ya'od b'yom ha-shvi, rak b'yom rishon, but they're saying Shabbos shouldn't be on Saturday, it should be on Sunday. And from there, you would then push off all the holidays. Hine hasachal hazeh, behold, this foolishness, yelech leveto, this foolish one, yelech leveto v'yitbarach bilvavo. He'll go home and he'll bless in his heart, saying, Ra'u kol hamaskil hazeh, reformer chacham mikol adam. Look what these reformers are so much wiser than any other person. Shemimei Moshe ta'u kol chachmei lev v'gedolei hadorot sheshabatu b'yom ha'shvi. Because from the days of Moshe, all of the wise people and the great people of the generation made a mistake thinking Shabbos was the seventh day. U'Pesachu b'yom ha-tetvav b'rishon. And that Pesach was on the 15th of the first month. V'achacham hazeh lo noda met b'rov b'inato. And this chacham didn't know the truth with all of his understanding. L'chein raduf acharav, therefore you can chase after him. V'ara lo chumash miturgam ashkenazit. And you can show him a German-translated chumash. That Jewish people didn't even translate, non-Jews translated. Because even they, the non-Jews, in their German translation of the Torah, wrote down that Shabbos was on the seventh day. That Shabbos is on the seventh day and not on the first day. And that Pesach is on the 15th of the first month. And that's why it says you should tell your children. Umata gidlo, what should you tell him? Bayom hahu, on that day. She pesachal bayom hahu, hamikubal anu, lo bayom acher. The Pesach begins on the day that was received by us and not on a different day. Ki achol mi rosh chodesh hu yirtza lishnot yom ha-pesach, shiyeh b'rosh chodesh. that they might want to change the date of Pesach. L'chein tomar lo, therefore say to him, b'yom ha'hud davka, and specifically that day. V'chein ba'avur zeh she'tzerich davka matzah u'maror. And it's on that day that you need specifically matzah and maror. V'davka she'yu menachim lefanecha, and that they should specifically be resting before you. Ulam halo yomar lach, don't say to him, ech nachzik b'noshanot ke'ele ve'anachnu kvar tza'adnu al mesilat ha'asgalav v'rachaman. Sorry, however, he might say to you, how can you hold on to these old-fashioned things? And we're already stepping in the paths of the enlightenment and the spirit of the time. V'lo ya'atu devarim ke'elen, and he doesn't want those kinds of things, im ruach hayom v'ha'ora, with the spirit of the day and its light. Azet hashiv, on this you answer, im takshov ki bezot nitz'ad el hashlamot v'haskala, b'mashana shlich ha'torah v'mitzvah, if you think that getting completeness and enlightenment is through throwing off, tossing the Torah and the mitzvot, achar gav, after your back, lishbor ol, to break the yoke, ulenatek mesorot, and to disconnect from our tradition, hen shlemut kaze v'haskala kazot, kvar hisagnu lifnei shanim alafim bimei terach. This type of completeness and this type of enlightenment we already grasp onto before thousands of years in the day of Terach, Avram's father. Ki mitzchila ovdei Elohim achirim hayu avotenu. Because in the beginning, our forefathers worshipped other gods. Shlemut hazeh liyot chofshim min haTorah, kvar haya mitzchila bezman yashan noshan. This completeness of being free from Torah, we already had that a long, long time ago. Umaya haya hashishtamut shalanu. What was that completeness? Masha kirvenu amakom l'avodato. That which God brought us close to serve him. Shabba Avraham v'nishlam b'mitzvat mila. Avraham came and he was fulfilled, he was complete with the mitzvah of circumcision. V'acharav Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and after him Yitzchak and Yaakov, shehosif laham Hashem mitzvot ad she'sigo ha'shlemut ha'yoter. Hashem added mitzvot to them until they grasped greater completeness, be'et matan Torah, until the time when we received the Torah. V'atem ha'nisugim hayom, and those of you who are retreating today, me'achorei mitzvot Hashem, from after the mitzvot of Hashem, lelechet et ruach hasman, to go with the spirit of the times, lo kadima atem ochlim, you're not going forward. Rak halachtem achoranit, you're going backwards. El yamei terach, to the days of terach, ve'el zman hachoshach ve'afela, to the days of darkness. Tzal mavet, the gates of death, ve'lo sederim, in no order, lachor ve'lo lifnim, backwards and not forwards, lamata velo lamata, down and not up. So I think the way I understand it, who do we understand these people to be today who have just crossed the line from, and it's not just that they're taking away mitzvot, the reform here, we're actually endangering the lives of Jews, of religious Jews. So who today is taking this step, who thinks they're progressive going forward, but really going backward? I would say these are people like Jewish Voices for Peace, who are actually joining forces with the well-known documented enemies of the Jews against the Jewish people, and that would be who the Malbim would be directing this to today. And they think they're going forward, but they're joining forces with these backwards nations that don't allow any equal rights for women, don't treat people properly, are not democracies, have no freedom of speech, freedom of movement. And that's who I think the Malbim would be speaking to today. And that's why I think the Malbim's words, although written in the 19th century, are describing those types of people today. So we can thank them for existing, Be'ezras Hashem, because please God, through their existence, God will shorten this terrible exile and bring about the final, complete redemption that has no power to birth another exile. Thank you. Great.